This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. Grubs are one of the state's most common and destructive lawn pests and can potentially affect both tall fescue and bluegrass lawns. A few grubs might not be a problem, but when we get large numbers, typically 6 to 10 in a square foot area, we need to start thinking about treatment. K-State Extension horticulture expert Matt McKernan says that doing nothing is going to lead to a lot of damage and possible loss of some areas of the lawn. If you miss the preventative window, he says that you can still apply a rescue treatment in late July or early August. Matt, grub control is something that everyone thinks about, and sometimes you don't even maybe necessarily know that you have grubs.
Exactly. There's many types of beetle insects in Kansas that can cause damage as a grub, especially to our lawns during the late summer months. Typically, the southern mask chafer, the Japanese beetle, and the May-June bugs are the most common grub species that we find. All of them look very similar as a grub, and they do very similar damage to our landscapes and especially our turf grass. And that damage can sometimes be hard to identify because it looks a lot like some of the diseases and environmental stresses that our lawns go through during the summer months. But primarily when we're looking for grub damage, what we want to look for are small areas of yellowing or discoloration. Often they're going to be irregular and kind of spotty in the lawn. So that's our visual cue from a distance. Then when we get up close, we really want to kind of pull up on those dead areas on the grass itself. And oftentimes when we have extensive grub damage, the grubs will have eaten the roots right off of the lawn itself. And so that turf grass peels right up or pulls right up because there's no roots left to anchor it into the ground.
When you've discovered that, there is an opportunity to do some treatment then?
Yes, there are several ways that we can go about treating for grubs. The first is to do preventative treatments, especially in lawns that we know have a history of grubs in the past or we anticipate large grub populations this year in. So with our preventative treatments, typically what we're trying to do is look at the late June to early July timeframe to put down products that are going to be preventative. Typically, that's going to be a product that contains the active ingredient imidacloprid, and this is going to be absorbed by the grass and essentially is present in the roots of the plant. Once the grubs hatch later on in the summer and begin to feed, they begin to ingest that active ingredient, and that helps control them. The advantages with this are that you have to be a little bit more environmentally friendly. The imidacloprid is a little safer product than some of the rescue treatments we could do later on in the summer. So typically, like our non-target species that are out and about in the lawns and landscapes are a little bit more protected by going through this method. And usually we're going to get a longer period of control. However, on the flip side, you have to know that grubs are going to be present. And this can be a little bit more of a costly way to go about grub treatment, but still can be a very effective way to control grubs, especially in those areas where we know there's a history of grub issues.
Is this going to be a spot treatment or is this the entire lawn?
This is typically something that we're going to apply over the entire lawn, allow it to be absorbed by the plant, and that way the plant is protected by the time the grubs are actually out doing their damage, typically more in the late August to September timeframe.
Now, I'm assuming if we do nothing, this is going to continue to spread then.
You know, sometimes doing nothing is an appropriate response when it comes to grub treatment. One or two grubs here and there really don't mean that there's a huge problem in the landscape. Grubs are naturally occurring in Kansas. It's when we get large numbers of grubs, maybe 6, 10 or more in a square foot area, that's when we really need to worry about treatment. Otherwise, doing nothing is really going to lead to a lot of damage and potentially loss of some of the areas of our lawn.
So if we miss the treatment window, what should we do?
If we miss our preventative treatment, there's still a way to really effectively control grubs, and that's with what we call a rescue treatment. Rescue treatments are essentially a chemical that's going to contain the active ingredient trichlorophane, sometimes commonly called Dilox. And this product is going to be really effective in being applied in late July, even the first week of August, to still get control of grubs kind of right when we're first starting to see damage. And that's really going to be an effective way to maybe effectively control our grubs if we miss that preventative window earlier on in the spring and summer.
That's K-State Extension horticulture expert Matt McKernan with information on how to control grubs in home lawns. If you have questions, contact your local K-State Extension office. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.